Good morning. Good morning. My name is Mamo. In a few moments, Geshe-la will be coming to this door. And when he comes, if you've never been here, if you'll please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then you'll see some of us prostrating. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, please just remain standing. That's fine. And we'll be saying some prayers in the Gold Prayer Book, which is the only book we have. Very not confusing. And they're all over the book. So we'll start with one on page 183, and then I'll just prompt you to the different prayers through this Gold Book. Let's see, if you have cell phones, if you please turn the sound down or turn them on vibrate, whatever. If Geshe-la invites people to answer a question or comments or so forth, if you please wait until we hand you the handheld mic, because we are streaming, and no matter how loud you speak, and even if everyone in the room can hear you, people online cannot hear you, and we want them to be part of this experience also. Geshe-la has asked us to remind you to circumambulate the stupa outside, the beautiful white structure. It has many millions of Dharmakaya relics, which are primary relics. They're higher than the relics such as, saying, the relics of the body of the Buddha or his cloth or whatever. Those are secondary relics. So it's very powerful for the accumulation of merit and for purification practice. Geshe-la is teaching us the teaching by Lama Serlingpa on the 7 points mind training text. And I forgot, I didn't bring any of my books, but Tricula fortunately has. And it's in many different texts. One of them is Advice for a Spiritual Friend. I think there's a copy in the library, and I think it's on sale. There's a free copy called The Kindness of Others, and that's a free book in the Lama Yeshe Archive bookshelf over there. Let's see. It's also in the hardbound text called Mind Training. It's a very expensive book, very big book. There's one, I think there was a copy in the library. Yes, at least there was last time I looked. I don't know if it's been checked out. But it's, so he is still, I believe he's still on the preliminary practices, I believe. He'll be teaching on that, and then he'll probably lead us in a meditation practice. He usually does that shortly before. Let me see if we have time for the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans that have been killed or taken their own lives, don't struggle for religious. Don Beardsley, Eddie Blanchard, Jonathan Hill, Ridgway Lynch, Jonathan Anthony Love, Rosemary Cease, William Schaefer, Neil Smith, Anna Perna the Cat, Carmen the Dog, Chloe the Cat, Patch the Cat, Zeke the Dog. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matic, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kabdi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turkey Lama, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, Mrs. Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Steve and Terry Bull, Patricia and Buck Bunn, Yuki Burrows, Sandy Carlson, John Carroll, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Droma, Mildred Gooch, Gwen, Tracy Haas Thompson, Francis Hayashi, family of Jonathan Hill, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dell Johnson and his wife Sue, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Dr. Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamont, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, family of Jonathan Anthony Love, R.M., Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Evan Myrtle and family, Justin Nottinger and family, Jay Pandya, Pieper family, Chris, Susan, and Sadie, Anna Pozo, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ken Roman, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, family of Rosemary Cease, family of William Schaefer and the Heath family, family of Neil Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Lobson Tupton, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams, Jr., Marguerite Young, Dorja and Cadre the Pigs, Merle the Dog. Okay, so if you'll please turn to page 183, and we'll recite the mantra, Shakyamuni Buddha, three times. Page 183. Tayata om mune mune maha munaye soha tayata om mune mune maha munaye soha tayata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Now let's see, turn to page 34. And then in the middle you see the four meshkals. So let's read that in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now if you'll please turn the page to page 37. And down towards the bottom it says the four immeasurables chanting version. So let's chant that in Tibetan. Sen ten ta se de wa da de we yu da den fa ju chi ju nyao da Yeah. Below you see two mantras. So let's chant San Rizig's mantra 8 times and then Green Tower's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind those on the prayer list I just read and also those in your hearts and minds.
Also, people who lost their life in France, not all of them, people who lost their life, please keep them in your mind too.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Good morning, cold morning, good morning. Cold morning and cold morning. Thank you for coming to the center. You know, very cold morning, so you could choose to sleep, you know, warmly, but you choose to come here. Thank you. So maybe we'll start with the meditation, silent meditations, okay? Welcome to do analytical meditations, or review meditations, or concentration meditations, or just, you know, focus on your breath in and out, you know, out, in, one, out, in, two, out, in, three, just count. Or maybe, you know, just rejoice meditation, okay? So for the beginners, I think review meditation is good. Review meditation. So in order to do the review meditations, you have to have something to review. One thing that I noticed, you know, if you do the review meditation, you can keep your mind quiet. You can keep your mind with yourself. See, you can keep your mind with yourself rather than, you know, like body is being here, the mind is, you know, somewhere else, you know, going somewhere else. Whenever we let our mind wander, so then there's no, it makes us more vulnerable. More vulnerable. See, like, because then, you know, mind get to know, like, there's more chance that my mind may get irritated or maybe upset, you know. So if you learn how to keep your mind with yourself, so then, you know, there's like less force from external objects to the less the negative impact from the external object or for your mind. So review meditation, one thing that I noticed, it depends on the size of the materials that you are reviewing in your mind. It depends on the size of the materials. See, in monastery that we memorize. When you say it's called prayer, so when you think about that, meaning of the prayer, then it becomes practice, you know, that becomes meditations. Say, they are saying like, say gentle words from your mouth, and simultaneously to reflect on the gentle meaning of the word, gentle word. So then, you know, the prayer become meditations, beautiful meditation. So one thing that I noticed when you do the review meditation, it depends on the size of the material you are reviewing in your mind. So then you keep your mind with yourself, you know. I try to do, you know, review meditation every day. Sometimes, you know, not able to do, but most of the time I try to do, you know, try to review number of materials, you know. So then sometimes able to think about the meaning and sometimes just mumble them in the mind, you know, just go through. Because when you become so familiar, you can go through them very fast, you know, very, very fast. Before it takes some time. So once you become very familiar, then you know, it goes very fast. Then there's another dangerous. See, not thinking about the meaning. So then it just becomes like habit, you know. So then there's also another dangerous. I was like, choking me this. So familiar with the word, but not paying attention of the meaning. So then that creates a cause that, you know, the very material there you're reviewing is not going to help your mind. See, because you are just familiar with the word, not with the meaning. So then you may say, you know, like this, Om mani take me home. No, that's what happened. Not paying attention to the meaning. So just words. So there's not much, it sounds same. Oh, mommy, take me home. Oh, mommy, take me home. Sounds same. No, sounds pretty much same. See, chit-chit. So that only happened to the people who knows materials. You know, it's not going to happen to somebody who does not know the materials. No, it's only going to happen to the person who know the materials, because they have become so familiar with the word, not with the meaning. You know, become so familiar with the word compassion, not the meaning. Become so familiar with the word love, but not the meaning. You know? Become so familiar with the word unity, but not the meaning. You know, all of that. You know? So, see, you know, like in Tibet, the way they preserve the butter, they use animal skin. You know, they don't have refrigerator. And first of all, there's a long winter, you know, the summertime. They keep the butter into animal skin. So that animal skin was very much soaked with the butter. So usually the way they soften the animal skin, they use butter to make it more soft. But that very skin cannot be soft by butter. Why? Because this very much soaked with the butter. So mind becomes so familiar. Mind has very much soaked into the word. All the word. But that mind now cannot be softened by this material that you're reviewing, because it's like, make sense? There's huge gap between the material and your heart. The material that you're reviewing, your mind, and between your mind and me, there's huge gap that you can easily put one queen size bed. So see, that's why it's not helping. Because there's queen, what's the biggest one? King size bed. But that's the gap. See, like just knowing materials. Now, of course, you have to understand the first the materials. The very purpose of understanding material is through word. Yeah, that's the only way. Otherwise, if there's no word, there's no way to learn. We only learn through word, to read. They have to have word, otherwise, how you explain meaning? There's no way to explain meaning if there's no word. They have to have word. So the very purpose of word is to explain the meaning. So meaning is to apply. you could say Dani Sinche Tamjala Hinulera, may I able to see all other sentient beings is far more precious than precious jewel. You could say this word all the time. So if you don't think about meaning, it doesn't mean anything, you're just saying the word. But that's like the very beginning of the eight verses, thought transformations, composed by Geshe Langri Tharpa, So I myself also say this every day, try to say every day, but most of the time it's just word. Yesterday, I've been babysitting last 3 weeks, the little girl, 2 years old girl. I tried to put her into bed. In my mind, somehow I'm not sure how I got this idea. So I think, he should nap every afternoon. She should nap, That's what I'm not sure where I got this idea. Because I never sit babysitting in my life. Honestly, there's no baby. It's very hard to put her to sleep. So now you are totally focusing on that. How to put her in the bed. That's all you are thinking about. Nothing else. That's the most important things. So then, trying to be very gentle, but say, no thanks. Says, nya nya, means, in Tibetan word, sleep. She said, no thanks. So there's no way to help. I thought, do you like chocolate? She said, she always want to eat chocolate. So I said, Uncle Gishi, chocolate. I said, okay, I'll give you chocolate. You have to promise, after you finish the chocolate, you are going to sleep, nyanya. She said, yes. I said, okay. So I took them very seriously. It's like my mind, a 2 years old girl. It's my mind, that's not my different. Same. So, went downstairs, brought, little one, M&M, small packet. Opened it, put in a plate, little plate. Takes a long time, she plays, then she eats one day, she plays. Now she knows she has to sleep, so she plays, not eating. I'm just waiting there, when she's going to finish. Last one, she's looking, she's going to run. She's looking, she don't want to sleep. So I say, you don't keep your promise. She has no idea what promise means. sees how there's like us. So then, you know, in your mind, it's not fair that you are lying. She has no idea, lying or promise, all these things. She has no idea. She doesn't want to play. She don't want to sleep. So, you know, it's not easy. So then you say, in the morning, you say prayer. May I ever, please bless me to see every being and all other sentient beings. Please bless me. You are kind of begging you, you know, spiritual masters, to bless my heart. May I able to see all this, you know, other sentient beings as far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewels. So now there's one little being here, right next to you. So are you able to see that as precious, far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewel? Probably not. So see, not easy, no, not easy. So the constant challenge. But you know, slowly. I think slowly. So. See, chö tip is dharma. You become so familiar by word. You become so familiar with the dharma by word, so not with the meaning. So not chö tip. So that's caused by too many words, very little meaning, very little practice. Too many words, very little practice cause this called chö tip. So then very material, you know. Now it's not helping. You know, it used to help, now it's not helping. Like that, okay? So then, in order to review, so the one thing that I noticed that during the review meditations, you know, so then when you are going through the materials, you know, that at least that you have your mind. Your mind is with yourself. So that's good things, you know, that's good things. So then it can be improved. If you are concentrating on the meaning, then it can be improved, you know. Then you same time, not just mind with the word, also with the meaning, you know. So then kind of, you know, it's kind of like liberating, you know, it's kind of liberating. Review meditation become kind of like liberation, you know. Then you say, oh, it's kind of like doing this review meditation of on Lamrim, it's kind of like really, really like kind of liberating. Then doing review meditation on the 7-point mind 20 text that we are studying here, or maybe doing the review meditation on the 8 verses thought transformations, it's kind of liberating, you know. So then, see, there are so many problems. It's like caused by that. It's not because people don't know about good things, because they are their mind is like carried out by idea and different belief and all kind of things, you know. So then people, unfortunately, cause so many, you know, like suffering in the communities. It's unnecessary. See, therefore, it makes sense, you know, to pray for happiness for all living beings. If all living beings are happy, there will be no suffering. So because the unhappiness of some beings do cause, you know, so see recently news, so there's so much, you know, the problem within the communities. So, so something is going wrong. Anyway, so now my point here, meditation. So there's no like analytical meditation. You can do review meditation, concentration meditations. You can, you know, watch your breath in and out. So see, in order to have happy life, we are talking happy life. Happy life comes down on the year. Happy year comes down on happy month. Happy month comes down on happy week. Happy week comes down on happy day. A happy day comes down on hours. And hours comes down on minute. Minutes comes down on second. Second comes down on moment. So this moment, right now. So say right now. This moment. So that's, we have moral responsibility to make sure this moment that you are happy. So then, you know, then meditation becomes important. So thinking meditations allows you to think something positive, you know. So that's the only way we can become happier human beings, thinking something positive, you know, positive. That's what the meditation is about. So then that automatically reduces disturbing thought. disturbing thought. Not by simple wish or prayer, you know. It's thought. It's happening here. If it's happening here, you can move. You can move around here. No, it's not like that. It's happening here. So only way you can reduce them is to thinking something positive. No, if there's anger, think about patience. No, that's the only way to reduce anger. Other than that, what do you do? No. Thinking, reflecting on the downside of anger. Then thinking about the benefit of practicing patience, you know, that's the only way you can reduce, you know, disturbing thought. Then you are disturbed by this disturbing thought. You know, you are disturbed, your mind is disturbed. So then you, once your mind is disturbed, then you are disturbed. You're not happy. So that's why I've been saying this, the power or the purpose of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. Power of reading spiritual materials is to make your mind more calm, peaceful. Tidabhishitva. More you read, more you become calm and peaceful. Oh, you are doing something very productive. More you meditate, lesser disturbing thought you have. Oh, you are doing productive meditations. more you read, more you become violent, you know, then angry. It's just a waste of time. It's completely a waste of time. Not just a waste of time, it's completely a waste of time. Waste of time. Much better to sleep, no? Much better. So there, no, much better, no, to do something else. More we meditate, more you become angry, more disturbing mind arise. It's just a waste of time. Waste of time. So this here includes myself and all my friends. It's very, very important to understand how to become a happier human being in this less disturbing thought. When it's come down to yourself, we don't need any disturbing thought, negative thought. Negative thought is called disturbing thought. When it's come down other people, culture, their belief, their tradition, their way of life, we don't need any disturbing thoughts. So make sure that you don't let your mind get disturbed. So that's very important. So that's the power of meditation, to have less disturbing thoughts. Okay? So, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's a challenge for everybody. It's a challenge. But we never give up. We have to try. If you are truly seeking happier life, we must try. We must try. We never give up. We must try. We will fail many, many times, but we will never give up. No, so so goal is everlasting happiness, Buddhahood, enlightenment. If that's the goal, yeah, so so we must try, okay? So then meditations, review meditation, and then I think there's another class will come pretty soon. So then I'll talk about, you know, different types of meditation, okay, to explain. So there's a 9-round breathing meditation, there's many, many different meditations. Just want to say there about meditations. So, then I will explain this, you know, 7-point thought transformation. So, sudden thinking needs to transform. Otherwise, if you continue sudden thinking, you know, like one of the things like self-cherishing mind. Shantideva, the Indian master who wrote this book called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life in somewhere in the 8th centuries, you know, he wrote this book. So since then, this book has been widely practiced throughout, you know, Tibet, India, or of course, particularly in Tibet, the latter part of the, when after when like Buddha Dharma, like, how you say, almost disappeared from India. So then after that, you know, that Tibet, you know, is the one country that, you know, widely practiced this, you know, materials. Shantideva, there was a Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, there's 10 chapters. He wrote 10 chapters. So that book has been memorized, the people, they remember that book by heart. Still now, a lot of monks memorize, and they practice widely from Tibet to Mongolia, all this part of the world. So I think it's good to read that book, good to read, So particularly if your profession is to, how you say, psychiatrist or therapist, that book has something to offer to you to help other people. Because that book is thoroughly examined, like how people get angry, and all that, So it's thoroughly examination, done by Shantideva. So it's a wonderful book. So then you read, then you can use, some kind of one stanza here, one stanza there, something like that. It will help. So here, where they translate unruly being, unruly being. What is it? How you say? That's how you say unruly being. What that means? What it means? Or maybe unhappy. Unhappy. I'm not sure. Many people out there, their mind has been disturbed by something, they're not just one, there's many of them, you can't eliminate all of them, it's impossible, if you can manage to eliminate this one particular mind within yourself, anger, then it's equivalent to eliminating all of that. See? Can you imagine that, if you don't have anger? Can you imagine if you don't have anger? Nobody can make you angry because you don't have anger. It's impossible. No matter what people do, you will not get angry because you don't have anger, because you eliminate the anger. If you don't have jealousy, nobody can make jealous because you don't have jealousy. So that's the goal. Root them out of our mind stream. Root them out eventually. First stop them. Make them weak. By thinking, don't give them any chance to arise. And don't make friends with them. Don't encourage them. There's a way to stop them, minimize them, make them weak. The goal is to eradicate them from our mind stream. So then you'll be free from those, disturbing thoughts. Then no matter what people do, you'll not get angry because you don't have anger. You don't have anger. No matter what. So, if you're Buddhist, sometimes you meet, I may upset Buddha. We never upset Buddha because they are free from negative, disturbing thoughts. So that's the goal, okay? That's the goal. Unhappy or unhappy people or people that disturb their minds very much disturbed by something, there are many. There's not just one. If there's just only one, you can eliminate them, but there's many. So you cannot simply eliminate all of them. The best thing is to eliminate here, the anger. Then it's equivalent. See the land filled with foam. You have choice. You have no shoes. You are barefoot. That's like our mind. It's like now, right in the beginning. So our mind like barefoot. Everything is like has thorn. When you walk, it hurts because you have no shoes. No shoes. And this land is filled with thorn. Every step you take, it hurts. So this like mind is very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. Small things, just it doesn't require much to disturb your mind. It's just very easily disturbed. More you meditate, more you practice, your mind becomes stronger and stronger, stronger. So small things doesn't disturb your mind. See, now land filled with the thorn. You have no shoes. You are foot. You barefoot. You have choice. You can find the enough materials that cover entire land. You can walk on that without hurting yourself, or you can just simply put some shoes and walk on that. Which one's easier? It's the purpose is the same. Which one's easier? So better to put the shoes, then walk on there without hurting yourself. That's like taking care of one's own mind, rather than thinking to change all these other minds, you know, then trying to figure out how to do that, you know, like, oh, this is like disaster, not easy. It's like nightmares. Changing other, you know, without changing yourself, changing other. Even though you try, you may not get success because your mind is not changed. So unchanging mind is trying to change other unchanging mind. That's quite difficult. Somebody who don't know how to make pizza and teaching someone else to how to make pizza. So more likely that pizza is going to be disaster. See, you don't know how to make pizza. See this. So this is what's happened. just want to share that with you. So here, materials. So. Chernam Milam Tabulaps, no Chernam is, this is just review, short review, then I will read more. Milam Tabulaps, while you are in the meditation sessions, while you are in meditating, you know, when we meditate, we have to think. You can't just sit there and not think. That's not how you become happier or to reduce your negative thought. You have to think in order to, you know, to reduce or stop disturbing thought. You have to think. We have to think. That's the only way. If you don't think, you can, you know, stop the disturbing thought, or you cannot make them weaker. Huh? It's the only way you can think. Only way you can do this through thinking. You know, through thinking. You know, thinking that you can stop them. You can make them weaker. Huh? And eventually, not give them any chance to arise in the first place. Not chance to get any chance to, you know, not to give any chance for them to arise in the first place, you know. So then no need to worry about weakening them, reducing them, you know. Gishin Bengunja, Gishin Bengunja used to be robber, you know, like very famous, well-known. He's not well known because he's not doing something well. And throughout the town, he's known as a robber. You know, robber. He robbed people. You know, in the end of his life, he totally changed. Like something happened. You know, like some kind of something happened. Then that because he changed. So then he becomes really mindful about all his action. He said he put three guards. Three draw, body, speech and mind. This three draw. Each draw has guard with a spear. Watch every time. If there's any negative thing that comes in, he won't let them come in. You know, so that's exactly being mindful. What you think, what you say, what you do. Sake of your own happiness. Sake of your happiness. That's why. You know, for your happiness. For your own happiness. So here, when you are in the meditation sessions, you know, so then, chana milam tabulab, all the phenomena, to see them as like dream, you know, not as serious as you think, it's just concept. Does not mean they don't exist, they do exist. Huh? but they don't exist. They don't exist as you think. They do exist. Their existence is like illusions. So it's not really as you think. It's just illusion. It's like a dream. So there's nothing to be serious about. You know, everything is not. It's like it's not serious as we think. So look at the child. You know, like 2 years old. The children. Look at. You know, for them, everything is something to play. Something to play. Even just saying prayer. She comes to on my meditation, my altar room, the little one. She just sits there, you know, there's some blanket she puts there, and she goes like. So I just pray. Probably it's much better than what I do. You know, she's just, you know, just happy mind, just pretending, you know, probably she's doing much better meditation. I'm doing just being there, very serious, you know, like. And, you know, so not knowing what's happening here. There's so many things happening. But her, there's nothing happening. Just her, what is happening is just here. That's what's happening. Nothing much. For us, not just that. So many things happening. While we're also even just reading a prayer, you know. That's why everything becomes tense. For them, is everything something to play. So, like that. Chuna Milam Tabulas, you know. While you are in the meditation sessions, then everything you should, you know, treat or see them as like dream. Nothing serious, no. It's just, you are just, I'm just dreaming. This just, what is happening is just a dream. Does not mean they don't exist. They do exist. But they do not exist as you think. They do not exist the way, exactly the way you think, you know. Because you think it's very serious. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. Yeah, we used to think in our dream, we think, oh, there's something very serious, but it's not serious because you are not aware. When you awake, then you realize, oh, it's just not real. It's not real. It's just a dream. So see? So there's the advice in the 7-point thought transformations. That's what we're supposed to think when we are in the meditation sessions. So, you know, like dream, no, Juma. So then, like the what you say, like when you are not in the meditation sessions, what you could break, during the break. Then, like illusion, you know, like illusions, no. This is like illusions, or everything is like illusion. Does not mean they are not exist. They do exist, but the point is, should not think about them very seriously. See, change, it will change. No, it will change, you know, it will not be there forever, it will change. No, because there's, it's not serious as we think. It's not serious as we think. So, see, when you get so angry, so emotional, so angry, but we don't analyze. We don't analyze. You know, if you analyze, where's the strong emotional feelings? Where's that? What is it? Is like body? Is like shape? Is color? When you analyze, you cannot find. We cannot find. Same as pain. Yeah, there's like pain. But unfortunately, if you have severe pain, so which I had one, like I said, so you can't think. The pain is so severe, you cannot think. So there's no, there's a downside, you know, because your energy has been taken over by this pain. So maybe small pain, you know, that need to practice from small pain. When you analyze them, you know, if because of your mind focus on a certain point of your body, when you analyze them, you cannot find. You cannot find. So that clearly indicates these things does not exist from their own side as you think. But they do exist. It's just, you just label them. You impute it. You just label them. That's how it exists. It doesn't exist as serious as you think. That does not mean they don't exist. They do exist. But they don't exist as you think, you know. Serious as you think. Make sense? Am I making you more confused? Yeah. A little bit talking about this, like a little bit about emptiness. Okay, a little bit of emptiness. So, so when you watch televisions, you know, televisions, there's just one piece of box. Huh? That's all. When you watch something, sometimes you get angry, sometimes you get emotional, sometimes you get teared up, all kinds of things. When you analyze, there's not where to find. When you know, before this TV is so big, you get this problem, ways to go dig inside. So now the TV is like this, there's nothing much to dig. You can just look, there's nothing out that side. There's so many things happening in front of that flat, things in happening. And you look at them, you know, sometimes you get emotional, anger, all of that, and all kind of mind thought arise. But when you analyze, there's nothing to find. And seeing the house from the distance, you know, people walking far away, driving long distance. But there's no real long distance, it's just piece of, how you say, piece of material. There's nothing to drive there. There's, you can see fire, but when you analyze, there's no fire. So everything's like, you know, like reflecting. It's like that it's a reflect, something happening, and there's so much, you know, imposed by mind. So like that. So the typical analogy they use is like illusion, magic. We don't have to go that far. Just think about television. TV, you know. So many things happening. You're looking there. You know, so many things happening. Then you analyze. When you find them, there's no, you cannot find them. Does not mean they don't exist. They do exist. They exist because it's imputed by mind. Level. That's how they exist. No, that's how everything that's happening in the TV, that's how it exists. It's just imputed by mind. It doesn't exist as you think. Oh, you're thinking, oh, a car is going there. There's no road. There's no road in the TV. There's no highway. There's no, like, building, like, 100-story building. But TV is much smaller than that. That 100-story building, all of that. See, okay. You know, maybe the TV is better to use, you know, than rather the illusion, all of that, you know, it's like that. Everything's like that. Well, and the break, during the break, then you, as I mentioned before, that's the one way to help yourself to remember dream. If you are having a hard time remembering your dream, the method that you can use is to, during the daytime, when you're awake, and you see, oh, this is a dream, maybe help you to recognize your dream, not just that, and also recognize that you are dreaming. A lot of people ask me questions, how to have lucid dream. In order to have lucid dream, first you have to recognize that you are dreaming. So method in the teaching they use, it is not just to remember dream, you know, so just thinking throughout the day, oh, this is a dream, this is not a real dream. So this kind of exercise will help you to remember your dream, and not just that, you know, so that also remember to able to help you to recognize that you are dreaming, or what is happening is a dream. Then ultimate idea is to recognize when you are in the pardo state. Pardo, so remember after death and birth, there's 49-day period. Every week, you know, they go through similar death. There's life space, like 49 days. So many things happen, you know, during that period of time. So most of the time it's kind of confused. So the idea, you know, is to see, oh, this is like now pardo. No, this is pardo. This is not, no, it's happening in the pardo. It's not real. So then that idea is supposed to help when you're in the pardo state, able to help you to understand that you are in the part of the state, nothing to be confused like that, okay? So that finished one section of the thought transformations. So this is more like, say there's two types of bodhicitta we are talking about, you know, ultimate bodhicitta and conventional bodhicittas. The order-wise, they explain ultimate bodhicitta first, then the conventional bodhicitta in the second level. So ultimate bodhicitta is like the compassion, the power by wisdom, understanding, emptiness, such as seeing everything as like dream, and during the meditation sessions, during the break, that everything, seeing everything is like illusions. So that kind of understanding, then the compassion, that power by so many people are not able to see that, caught up with certain things, treating them very serious, you know, they're not that serious as you think. You know, you can be relaxed. You can be flexible. You don't have to be that uptight. That you are uptight, that you yourself, uptighting with your object is not serious as you think, you know, like that. So then slowly you just kind of like, you know, release all these tensions between you and your object, and you don't treat them as serious as you think. You know, it's just merely level. Otherwise, one person can be someone's friend, or maybe that very person that somebody may not like that person. This all level. Otherwise, it's impossible. One person can be both good and bad. It's impossible. But the way you see, you know, it's just level by your, it's a reflection of your mind. So that's why one person, there's two different persons see two different things. For one is their friend. For another person is like enemy. You know? But from the person's him or her own side is neither positive or neither good or bad. You know, it's just, it's everything's level, level by mind, level. So that's like, so then that kind of understanding, the wisdom, you know, that kind of understanding, that powers compassion, you know, oh, so many people are confused. So because of that, all these problems created by this confusion, you know, not knowing how things exist, you know, not knowing that. So then you generate compassion based on that. So that's called ultimate bodhicitta. The bodhicitta, they're powered by deeper understanding of how things exist, So that's ultimate truth, you know, ultimate compassion, that bodhicitta that produced by deeper understanding of, you know, ultimate realities, how things exist. So that's called ultimate bodhicitta. So that's a brief explanation. You can read more, okay? So then if you have questions, put it down, so put it here, so then see what I can do. So now here, now this is like convention of bodhicitta. What time I should stop? I will stop exact time, 10:05, so now 9:57. I'll stop, hopefully stop 10:05. So now the second one is condensation of bodhicitta. And that begins with Tonglen Nyibu Pema Jangs. Tonglen. So this is also, you know, a good practice. Tong, you know, so to send. Send. To give. Could be give the Tong. Len, take. Giving and taking practice, or Tonglen practice. Nibo Pema Jangs. Pema means, you know, alternate. Sometimes just take, sometimes just do send. But it begins with the sending first, taking second. You can also alternate. Then the Pema means, you know, doesn't have to be that order, you know. You can just focus on sending. Tonglen Nibo Pema Jangs. So the sending part, you know, the sending part is when you're breathing out. So now there's, you know, something to, you can also conjoin as a making your breathing meditation a little bit more deeper or more profound. So when you're breathing out, you can visualize that you are sending all your, you know, love, loving kindness, compassion. Just visualize. You have to visualize. This is all done in the mind. These are good things to do. mercy, when you are sending love, compassion, loving kindness, and you are thinking something good, that's how life becomes happier. Oh. When you're breathing out, then out of loving kindness, okay, out of loving kindness, you give. Out of loving kindness, you give. Out of compassion, then you take. No, you take. Out of loving kindness, you give, then out of compassion, you take. So, you can, you know, like say, when I say merit, you understand merit? Merit. Positive energy, merit, you know, you say, I love you, or you look great. These are merit. It's not that difficult, it's merit, you know. Oh, you look great, you know, like that. Saying something nice, thinking something nice, doing something nice, these are all merit. Whether we understand all that through technical term or not, that's not important. You know, we all have merit, you have merit, everybody has merit. Everybody has merit. Oh. Everybody has merit. Not just small merit, everybody has huge amount of merit. Because of that, you become human. Human, that requires a lot of merit. No, it's not just accident, it's not just random. It doesn't happen like that. Oh. It requires a lot of merit. And that's why I call it precious human life. It's precious, you know, because it's required. It's caused by huge amount of merit, caused by this human form. That's why this is precious. Oh. So, you visualize, you know, all this positive energy you created by, you know, just thinking, saying something nice, or thinking something good, doing something nice, and all this, you know, you can transform mentally, transform that, you know. People who need whatever they need, you know. So after that, so see, wherever they live, so people who are having like going through emotional difficulty, physical difficulty, wherever they live, then you transform all of that, your positive energy, into something positive and offer them, you know, offer them. Give them, send them, give, you know, mentally giving them. So, offering your service, physical service, mental service, all of that, you know, just you can do this. It's like charging your batteries, you know. Right now, just thinking, not just one day, every day, little thinking. Then when it comes down to practical level, it's so easy, you know. You are happy to do, willing to do, you know, like that, become like that. First, you know, need exercise in the mind. So this is called tong, okay, tong. Out of loving kindness, you send. Send and give and give. So that means give means you are receiving, you know, you are receiving. Taking means, you know, taking something good from someone else, doesn't mean you are, you know, really receiving. When you send, just send out of love, not out of obligation, out of fear, out of stress, no, just out of love you send. You just send, you know, send. But you can also visualize yourself in front of you. You can just imagine yourself in front of you and just send love, encouragement, inspiration, compassion. You send, you know, you can just imagine yourself. Can you imagine yourself there? Oh. So you can imagine yourself and look at, you know, so like you've been very hard on that, you know, then you look at make two and see everything that you said about that yourself. Now you can see it's heartbreaking, it's not good. You know, so no, shouldn't be treated like that. See, everybody make mistake, nobody's perfect. So why you're beating up yourself, you know, torturing yourself, that's not good. You should give, you know, send out a loving kindness, you should give, you know. You can imagine that in yourself. Then take all the miserable conditions, you know, physical problem, emotional problem, you just take them out of compassion. Not only yourself, but on your ego, self-centered mind. Here you say, my way, highway, on that attitude. In Argentina they say, Leave or take. Take or leave. That's how they say in Argentina. Take it or leave it, no? Or follow my order or like that, no, attitude. That's considered as like chronic disease. Chronic disease, no? Chronic, never been healed. Chronic disease. So, to see all the suffering caused by that particular mindset. So this is called chronic disease. This is the dictating us. This is the really dictator that's dictating you beginning this time till now. Never been free from that mindset. If you continue rely on that you know, kind of mindset, there will be no happiness. So, so then, piling on that, taking miserable conditions from yourself or for other people out of compassion, not out of fear, stress, you know, obligation, out of compassion, you take, you know, pile on that. So that mindset needs to go sooner or later in order to reach to everlasting happiness. That mindset needs to go. See, cherishing others. Easy to say the word. Don't think that I'm doing this wrong, as I mentioned in the meantime. You can think, oh, he's trying. Yeah, that's wrong. That's correct. I'm trying. You are trying. Everybody's trying. Oh. Don't think that, oh, he only did that. That's misunderstanding. Oh. You can say, oh, he's been trying many, many years. Ah, yeah, you're right, because I've been trying. Oh. You've been trying. Everybody's been trying. Mm. We all trying to be good, you know. Not just me, we all trying to be good. Someday we are good, someday unfortunately we are not good. Or merely thinking, because of the thinking, you know, someday is not good. So here, so then, you know, taking on that, so that mindset needs to go sooner or later, you know, because it's considered as a chronic disease. That's why we don't feel good, because there's something deep inside this chronic disease. So, self-cherishing mind. But easy to say, but somebody has to say. Or you say, me say, there's no difference. It's going to be like this. Easy to say. But there has to have word. Otherwise, there's no way to explain. No, there's word. It's easy to say. But the meaning is not easy, that not easy to practice. But, you know, as I mentioned before, we never ever give up. We never give up. We try. We try because sake of our own happiness. So then, then can be conjoined with the breathing. Breathing out of loving kindness, all the goodness, breathing out. Maybe form of wildlife, which people will breathe, all the living beings, then just rejoice. So then take, you know, their miserable conditions and pile on this ego mindset. So then that mind, if the mind, that ego, they get hurt, so that's good. So yesterday I read something, somebody says like, how you say, this is very good, I think it's very good. Because, you know, in Asia, even we are same human being, but there's difference. We have teaching, learning, different expressions, you know, different sayings. You know. So here, so I think last yesterday, the Rashi says, giving apology is not that other person is right and you are wrong. That's very true. Sometimes you are right, other person is wrong. But still you still offer apology. Doesn't mean other person is right. Whenever you give apology, doesn't mean you are, you know, wrong, the other person is right. It's not, that's not always the case. Based on my own experience, you know, sometimes you are right, other person is wrong. But, you know, giving apologies. It's like as valuing your friendship over your ego. See, this is a very important message. I didn't say that. Somebody said I didn't say that. but I think that's very nicely put in the word, you know. See, nobody backs up. Everybody's staying there, support very firmly. In the meantime, just negative atmosphere. It's just negative atmosphere. You are both contributing to that. Knowing that, not just knowing that, experiencing that, not willing to change, not willing to back up. No solutions. Even though there are solutions, you are not going to reach because there's nobody wants to back up. So then, all this nice environment, in atmosphere. So see, take some courage to do. When you recall that event, you always feel good. Like what you did is always feel good. But that moment, this ego is so strong, always makes you miserable. So that's ego. So that's very good. Has a valuing, other valuing, friendship, over ego. That's just an example. That's how we can say, you can translate that, valuing happiness over ego, valuing that, all this over ego. So that's exactly what I mean. The ego is like chronic disease. So that's very nicely put in the word, very nice. Valuing something over ego. That's the way to become happy human being. That's the way to go to everlasting happiness. Valuing over ego, not just friendship underestimate based on ego. We have lost so many happiness. We have lost beginning this time. We lost many opportunities, many happiness. We lost enlightenment. We lost liberation. All because we choose ego. We don't value anything over ego. That's why. Still not, for beginning this time. The birds flying out of the nest in the morning looking for happiness. Oh, the kids wake up early morning, they're looking for cookie or candy or whatever, just like chocolate. It's looking for happiness. The moms waking up, saying prayers, setting up altar, looking for happiness. Everybody. How many of us actually got happiness? The choice. So I really like this, Offering apology does not mean that other person is right. You are wrong. It's simply making choice of valuing your friendship over ego. That's been said. Everything's been said. That's like the summary of Mahayana teachings. Mahayana teachings summarized into that. I'm not sure whoever said this. Well said. If it's in the Heart Sutra, it will say, well said. In the Heart Sutra, next. In the Heart Sutra, it's not like, no ear, no eye, no... I say, no ear, no eye, no tongue, nothing. That's one, it's well said. It doesn't mean there's no ear. There's no ear exactly where we think. There's nothing like that. So see, this is like summary of the Mahayana teachings. So that's exactly what we should learn. Valuing something over ego, okay? Then I will stop. See, I hope I'll stop now. It's like 10:13. So I'll stop now. Yeah, maybe next week. Gisangpo. Friday I lost my voice. Gisangpo was freaking out. Because if I can't talk, he has to go. That means 1 week earlier for him. And yesterday he said, "Oh, Gila, you sound great." I told him, so I will judge by myself. He's relieved now. So next Sunday, Gisam will come. He's all full of nervous now. He's really nervous. Anyway, so yeah, send all this stuff.
My name is Sandy Carlson, and we're continuing in our Inspiring Generosity series, and I'd like to introduce to you one of our newer members, Steve Hale, who started about a year ago. about a year ago, and I still remember seeing your smiling face and Buddhism in a nutshell. So, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Hale.
Good morning. So what I would say first, I think the most inspiring thing is all of you. I mean, everyone here could be under the electric blanket at home. I mean, I think that's a would be a comfortable place to be, but you're here. And I find that inspiring. So I feel like that I'm on the same path or a similar path as you. And, you know, as part of my volunteering as a greeter, I get to see some of the newcomers as they come in the door. And you can recognize them immediately because they have that look on their face like they're lost or it's puzzling or whatever. And so I say, come on in, let me show you where to put your shoes. And then I bring them into the Tsongkhapa. Well, their eyes are like this big. So and so I get to explain some of these things. You know, they're just PowerPoints, they're training aids. Come in, sit down, and make yourself at home. And I find that so inspiring that folks would go to that, be that brave. You know, I've had some people that will come and peek in the window and then walk away like they're going back to their cars. They have to go out in the parking lot and get them and say, no, come in. Let me show you what we have here. And, of course, I'm inspired by the things in this room as well. I mean, although I explain to the newcomers that these are PowerPoints and these are training aids, I certainly am motivated by the Tarot and Buddha. And I'm also motivated by these gifted teachers. I mean, what a blessing. So I'm all inspired by the Sangha that we have. The contributions that I make here are it's small in comparison to what I get. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to contribute. I'm happy to volunteer. And I'm happy to be here with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is all part of our Inspiring Generosity. Our annual appeal is going on right now in our Sustainer Drive. If you have any questions about how to support the center, how to support the continuing of the Dharma here in Raleigh and the continuing of supporting our teachers and our volunteers, please just see me afterwards. I'll be out here and I can help you with any of the paperwork or donations that you would like to make or your gift of time. Thank you so much and stay warm.